up his tavern where the elite meets eat Archie the Manuscript, and Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Not much new. Oh, yeah, you remember Skinny Gardner? His wife just had a baby. Yeah, a boy. Yeah, we all chipped in and sent him a cute little blue cuspidor. Yeah, with a little blue tassel on it. Yeah, huh? Who's coming down here tonight? Dennis Day, Duffy. The kid that's always trying to get Jack out of Benny. Well, he's leaving the Benny Show to go into the Navy. Well, you can't blame the kid. What would you do if you had a chance to make more dough? Well, look, Duffy, I gotta go now. I'm taking Dennis out for one last big evening, and I gotta go out and choke a couple of friends. Huh? Choke, Duffy. It's French for huh? You got a girl for him? Your wife's niece, huh? How ugly is she? She looks like your wife, huh? Well, thanks for the warning, Duffy, but this dame ain't for Red Skelton. It's for Dennis Day. Besides, I got my own little address book. I'll call you back. Now, let's see here. Under the A's here, Anna Diefendorfer, Plaza 3997.
What you doing, Miss Arthur?
I gotta get a couple of dames for me and Dennis Day for the night. Hello? Eagle Wet Wash Laundry? Could you please call Anna Diefendorfer to the phone? Yeah. She's number 5 on the mango. Thank you. I ain't get no kick from you. Eddie, I don't like to find her at the laundry, but she ain't got no phone at home.
Don't worry, them gals of yours don't need no phone.
What do you mean?
They're the kind for whom the bell never tolls.
Oh, yeah? Well, Eddie, it's so... Oh, just a minute. Hello? Anna? Guess who this is? No? Yes. Hello? How do you like that, Eddie? Acting like she don't remember me. And she wants this very shirt that I'm wearing.
Well, after all, that was a long time ago.
Let's see. I'll look up some more numbers here. I gotta get Dennis Day a girl.
One of your girls?
Yeah.
I got a feeling that day is done.
Don't be so skeptical, Eddie. Now, let's see here. Agnes? Audrey? Oh, here's one. That's a doll. Beautiful.
In that book?
Eddie, they don't get in this book unless they're beautiful. This is the Dun and Broad Street of Dames. You ought to see this, Audrey. What a luscious hunk of luciousness. Oh, hello? Audrey? Hiya, gorgeous. That's swell. Listen, beautiful. A couple of us is going out tonight, and we thought that... What? Oh. I hope you'll be very happy. How does a dame with a kisser like that ever get a husband? Now, let's see. Bertha, Bueller, Brenda... I've been meaning to call them three dames for weeks.
Why didn't you?
I don't know them.
Now, how'd they get in your book?
I want them in a crap game.
Yeah, that's the closest you'll ever get to making a pass at them.
Stop annoying me, Eddie. It ain't a feat. Let's see. The C's here. Catherine Murphy. Cleo Patrick. Choo-choo Schmidt, Carrie, Clara, oh, Camille. Oh, it's Camille. This is really a high-class thing. Hello?
Oh, Stuyvesant residence? To whom am I speaking to, please? Oh, Mrs. Stuyvesant, would you mind calling Camille, the upstairs maid?
What? Oh, thank you. Nobody home upstairs.
Girl, Arch.
Well, hiya, Finnegan.
Good. Say, Arch, what's in that little green book?
Dame's phone numbers.
Dame's phone numbers?
Yeah, so I can call him up.
So you can call him up? Girl, Arch, can't you whistle no more?
Finnegan, I know.
Oh, don't be modest, Arch. Do you know as well as I do? You have whistled at some beautiful dames in your time.
Did any of them ever stop?
Huh? For what?
Finnegan, that whistling was in the dumb dark past, you know, when I was just a little trite.
Oh, but do you was the master. Do you remember it was you that taught me to whistle at dames?
Yeah, I guess I did at that. Did it ever come in handy, Finnegan?
There once. I whistled at a dame and she stopped and began to talk to me.
Oh, what did you do?
What could I do? You only taught me up to the whistle.
poor Finnegan.
Do you think love will ever find me?
Oh, I think so. Finnegan, I think someday the right one will come along.
You think so, what?
Yeah.
Gee. I hope it's a girl.
Oh, Finnegan, you know, some guys is born handsome, some guys is born intelligent. Why were you?
I don't know. I guess it was just nature.
Yeah.
Archie?
Yeah, Miss Duffy.
How do I look?
Same as usual.
Insults don't bother me tonight. It's love,
Miss Duffy, how come you're so full of joy to love?
I'm going stepping tonight.
Whom with?
Dressing Dick Hoffman, fellow, the battleship painter.
Oh. Out with that rowboat Rembrandt again, huh? What's the big occasion tonight?
Well, they just launched a new battleship at his Navy Yard, and we're going to celebrate tonight. Champagne and everything.
Champagne, huh?
Yes. Say, Archie, is it dangerous to drink champagne with broken glass in it?
Not if you chew it properly. Look, Miss Duffy, you got to excuse me. I got to make a few phone calls here. Dennis Day is going in the Navy, and I'm throwing a party for him, so I got to get him a dame.
How about my girlfriend, Katrina Yabut?
That monstrosity? Girl Mountain Yabut? Big, fat, ugly Katrina?
So what if she has a few muscles?
A few? Even the muscles has got muscles.
Well, that's good. Her strength comes in very handy, especially when she's out alone on a dark night.
What do you mean?
Many of the fellas are forced to pick her up.
Yeah, maybe Dennis and me could take a drinker. No. We better have individual dames. let me see, who else could we get?
How about Vera Fogarty?
Oh, no, not that. You think I would introduce Dennis Day to that man-crazy Vera?
Why not? If he's going to be a sailor, he's going to meet her eventually.
Yeah, that's true. Vera is kind of official with the Navy, ain't she?
Sure she is.
Yeah, chief patent officer. Look, Miss Duffy, leave me alone. I'll get me on things. Now, let's see the D's here. Daisy, Daphne, Dora.
Hey, Archie.
Yeah, Toby.
Look what I found on the tablecloth.
We'll kill it.
If you're lazy, hazy, kind of crazy, it's love. Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The papa is you and the mama is me. Imagine you imagining a cozy flat complete with running dog and cat. Imagine having running dog and cat. We will have welcome all over the mat. If your heart goes bumpity bump, if love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety knock, it's love, love, love. If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. Imagine you imagining a man and wife. We'll go and buy a fork and a knife. Imagine eating with a fork and a knife. How rich you will be for the rest of our life. If your heart goes bumpity bump, it's love, just love. If your heart goes bumpity bump, it's love, oh love. If your knees go knockety knock, it's love, love. If your cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. So if your knees go knockety knock, and your cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, and if your heart goes bump, bump, bumpity bump, it's love, just love.
There's nothing here in the L's. Let's get down to the M's. Oh. Emily? Emma? Mary? How did that get in there? Oh, here's one. Here's one. Emma. Hello? Oh, hello, Em. How are you? How you been? Mm-hmm. Seen any of the old gang lately? Mm-hmm. Still living at the same old place? Mm-hmm. How's your sister Edith? Your sister's name is Peggy. What number is it? Oh, wrong number.
Where'd you win that one? In the poker game?
Hey, waiter.
Yeah, sir.
Waiter, will you take an order?
What do you want?
Four fingers of root beer. No chaser.
Well, Dennis Day. Well, Dennis, greetings to our establishment. What do you think of the joint here?
Gee, I think it's wonderful. It's super.
You really mean it?
Gee, that's the first time.
Honestly, I feel like kissing you.
Go ahead. I only promised my mother about drills.
Dennis, I just meant hypotheatrically speaking. You see, it's at this joint that's called a dump by every jerk that comes in.
You won't hear it from this one. Gosh, I think this is a very interesting place. You know, I've never been in a dive before.
A dive.
That's what my mother called it. When I told her I was coming here, she locked me in my room. She can't get away with that, the old...
Dennis, just a second. This is your mother. Your mother you're talking about. A blood relation. Remember, Dennis, the guy has only one mother. You shouldn't really talk like that about the old battle axe.
Well, I'm not a baby anymore. And besides, this morning she said I could go any place I wanted if I made all gone with my oatmeal.
Well, so what did you do? Did you sneak out?
Yeah, I tied sheets together and climbed out the window. It's a trick I learned from Mr. Benny in a hotel.
You mean Benny would... to beat a hotel bill? What a cheap trick.
Oh, Mr. Benny isn't cheap.
No, huh?
No, he only seems that way because other people spend money.
I see.
It introduced me.
Dennis, shake heads with Clifton Finnegan.
How do you do?
Mr. Day, you really are dumb as you sound on the radio.
No, that's just acting. In real life, I'm just as intelligent as you are.
That's what I thought. I had a feeling you and me had a lot in common. You a Harvard man?
No, are you a Harvard man?
No. Small world, ain't it? Did you go to Princeton?
What's a Princeton?
That's a college.
It can't be. Harvard is a college.
Right. You're a very observant lad. I never went to Yale neither. Did you?
No.
Funny, we never ran into each other.
What do you think of literature?
I never went there neither.
Two thoughts without a single mind. Look, Dennis, I got to make a couple of phone calls. I got a surprise for you tonight. In the meantime, why don't you sing a song for the gang here, huh?
Oh, sure. What's the surprise, Arch?
Well, I might as well tell you now. Dennis, I'm going to take you out for a real big evening tonight.
Really?
Yeah, before you go in the Navy, we're going to see that you have one last fling. I'm going to go out and get us a couple of tomatoes.
Tomatoes? What fun? Who are we going to fling them at?
Dennis, I mean, girls, go ahead and sing. I'll worry about James. Now, let's see. Polly, Peggy, Penelope.
3 years ago this very night, I left the port of Cork. And on a ship from Old Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. Without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore. But I wore an honest Irish heart and fortune came galore. So here I am back again in dear Old Erin's Isle. Oh, the friends, they meet me on the quay and they greet me with a smile. There were faces there that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But me mother, she introduced them all and this to me to say. Shake hands with your uncle Mike, me boy. Shake hands with your sister Kate. And here is the girl you used to swing down on the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. Oh, they gave a party when I came back and they came from near and far. And the road was lined for near a mile with Irish jaunting cars. And the spirits flew like buttermilk to fill our hearts with joy. And the piper played an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. But tomorrow off to the church I'll go, and wedded I will be to me pretty little Colleen Bond, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her dinny o'er the sea, and will join the harp and shamrock to the stars of liberty. There came Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Joppy, McPuffy, Malachi, Mahone, Rafferty, Rafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Dooley, Muldowney, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Hagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Finn, Janahan, Lanahan, Hogarty, Hogan, Kelly, O'Kelly, Shapiro, McGinn. The hand of me uncle Mike and the hand of me sister Kate. I'll hug and squeeze as much as I please the girl in the garden gate. I'll invite all the neighbors to me wedding great and small. And I'll live content and pay no rent in dear old
Great, Dennis. You could smell a shillelagh in it. Well, now we'll get going as soon as I get us a couple of dames here.
Hmm? Gee, I hope my mother don't find out I went out with a girl.
Oh, how would she find out if we don't tell her?
Well, every night when I come home, she takes my pulse.
Dennis, how long are you going to be tied to your mother's pulse string? You ain't no baby no more. Today you're a man, ready for senility. Let's get back to the book here. Pauline, Patricia, Petrushka.
Gee, Arch, I bet you got a whole flock of girls.
Lock it down? I don't know. No, no more than any other handsome, attractive fella.
Come here, Arch. Could I ask you something intimate?
What?
Did you ever kiss one of them?
Like to have $1,000,000 for everyone I kiss.
What does it feel like to kiss a girl?
Oh, I don't know. Not unlike getting smacked in the face with a wet bar rag.
Gee, it sounds wonderful. Hurry up and call some girls. Quick, Arch.
Okay, okay.
Meantime, can I borrow that bar rag?
Now, please, keep your horses on, Dennis. We'll get a girl. Let's see here. Ruth, Rita. Didn't have many of them, Marge. Sally, Susie. Oh, here's one. A dream dame. Oh, this is the one. This is the one I really go for. Hello? Is Simone there? Oh, hello, Simone. This is Archie. You busy tonight? You gotta what? You gotta wash diapers, huh? Goodbye, Simone. Boy, this has been a busy year. I got you all set. One I forgot about. A model. A beautiful cover girl.
Cover girl? I hope it isn't Rita Hayworth. Orson would never forgive me.
No. No, Dennis, this is a different cover girl. A dame named Virginia. Her picture's on all of the magazines. Hello? Is Virginia there? Oh, she's down posing at a magazine, huh? Which magazine? Weird Stories, huh? Weird Stories! Yeah, now that I think it over, it was a pretty dark night.
Mr. Archer, that lady over there looking for Mr. Day.
What lady?
Archie, quick, hide me.
Why?
That's no lady, that's my mother.
Oh, Eddie, quick, take Dennis into that back room where we keep the pig's feet. Try to make him feel at home.
Okay.
Dennis! Oh, Dennis!
Madame, may I be of some service to it?
I'm looking for my son, Dennis Day. I heard he was in this rat hole.
Madame is an error. Perhaps some other rat hole? If Madame would...
Dennis! Oh, Dennis!
Madame, would you please kindly desist that big yap of yours? I don't know where he is.
Who's in this back room? Dennis, are you in there?
No, nobody in here but us pig's feet.
Come out here, Dennis!
Gee, pig feet are hard to imitate.
Dennis, what are you doing in this low dive?
What are you doing here?
I came to get you.
A likely story.
Don't let her bluff you, Dennis.
Who is this big mouth beanpole?
Dennis, your mother wishes to meet me.
Oh, Mother. Mother, this is my friend, Archie. He's taking me out tonight with two tomatoes.
Dennis!
But, Mother, you've always told me vegetables were good for me.
Dennis, you think I'd let you go out with this horrible creature? This half-man, half-ogre, this grimy crumb?
Look. Look, Mrs. Day, don't think you're fooling nobody with them subtle innuendos. Excuse me, and despite of you, I'm going to make some more phone calls now. Let's see, the X is here. No, I don't know no X's. Let's see, Y. Oh, yeah. Hello? Is Yvette there? Oh, hello? Oh, this is Archie. Why? Are you doing anything special tonight? Yay, huh? Well, look, have you got a friend? You have? Right there? Well, put your friend on. Hmm. Oh, hiya, Tutsa. My name's Archie. What's your name? What? It sounds like a boy's name. Oh. I'm sorry, mister. The old badger game.
Archie, will you hurry up and get a girl? I'm getting older every minute.
Okay, Dennis, give me a chance. I'm only down to the wise.
Dennis, are you coming home with me or not?
Please, Mrs. Day, calm yourself. Sit down. Have a pig's foot. Finish it. Come here. Talk to the battle axe, will you?
Certainly, Archie. Good evening, battle axe.
Well, Mr. Finnegan, that's the first time a man has ever dared call me that. And I like it.
So, wow, dear, it's virtual. Dear, Mrs. Day, may I say that you are a fine buxom of a woman? Dear, how's your bar that's going steady, huh?
Well, Mr. Finnegan, I'm afraid you talked me into it. Well?
Well? Hey, Arch, I'm up to the whistle again. Arch, what do I do?
Oh, take it down to Schimmelbacher's and buy her an ice cream soda.
Just a second, Finnegan. You're going to take my mother out?
So why not?
Does your mother let you go out with girls?
No, but your mother does. Come on, baby.
Good night, Dennis.
Good night, Mother. Gee, Archie, even Finnegan's got a girl. Hurry up and get one for me.
All right, I'm hurrying. Now, let's see. No more Y's. We're down to the Z's. Oh, here's one.
8 to 5. He winds up with a zebra.
Quiet, Eddie. Hello? Is Zoe there? What? When? Oh, that's so bad. Well, we all gotta go sometime. Well,
what comes after the Z's, Arch?
After the Z's. Look, Dennis, I promised you a big swing tonight, and I ain't gonna let you down, kid. Dennis, you like to go dancing?
Oh, boy, I love it.
Good. Joe, play something. Shall we walk? Guppy's where you leave me, Pete. Archie, the man you're speaking. Oh, hello, Guppy. Yeah, that's right. Nice to wake out off Marshall. Yeah, the fop. Oh, yeah, great dresser, Guppy. Looks like he just stepped out of Curry and Ives.
Thank you. the Armed Forces Radio Service.